Hello, where you've joined in a conversation on COVID-19. I'm Sneha Murdani. Today is the 30th of May. Today marks exactly 4 months when India first reported its COVID-19 case, the first patient of COVID-19 from Wuhan, a 23-year-old female student who hailed from Kerala and returned to Kerala to be diagnosed with COVID-19 on the 30th of January, exactly 4 months ago. There seems to be a beginning of a positive trend, and I hope that this continues to be a trend and is not just a one-off. India in the last 24 hours has recorded close to 8,000 new cases. However, the number of people recovering in the last 24 hours also is above the 11,000 mark, which means that in the last 24 hours, our recoveries are more than our cases. This is good news. This means that there is a beginning of a positive trend maybe, and maybe we have started to bend the curve. It's also important to point out that our recovery rate has been pushed up because of the tweaking of our hospital discharge policy. Earlier, every patient was undergoing a final RT-PCR test before being sent home. Right now, our hospital discharge policy says that patients who do not show clinical symptoms of COVID-19, even on the fifth day, can go home. As we near the end of lockdown 4.0 and the beginning of lockdown 5.0, the government says that this is going to be an approach to lift the lockdown in a staggered fashion. What we're being told is that the government is in favor of opening up of the economy in a big way. There are cluster outbreaks where transmission of the infection is much higher, and that concentrated efforts to break the chain of transmission in those places needs to be the key. For this, there needs to be much more surveillance. ELISA tests are being used right now by the government of India to do sero surveys, which means that these are lab-based tests and are more accurate. As far as RT-PCR testing is concerned, the government has said that they are in a position to test up to 1,50,000 samples per day. In the last 24 hours, we've tested 1,27,761 samples. This is going to go up further in days to come. Moreover, the government continues to say that they are focusing on movement of people, especially migrants, because they seem to be contributing much more to the increase in cases in the country. Case in point is Bihar, where the case positivity ratio has been pushed up to 12% from 5% until a few weeks ago. A major contributor to this is the movement of migrants who are now being diagnosed in big numbers with COVID-19. The other bad news here, and this has got to do with deaths in the country, is that in the last 24 hours, we've recorded 265 deaths. This is the highest ever. Previously, India had a record of reporting 195 deaths in 24 hours. It's true that we have to live with the infection, work our way around it. It doesn't mean that we are going to stop taking precautions. Precautions have to be taken by one and all until we defeat COVID-19. Thank you for joining in this conversation. Bye-bye.